This is IsraelScene.com. Seen through the eyes of Stephen Yoram, two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel. Our program is about the political, social, and cultural experiences of our beloved country. And since this is our first program, we'd like to introduce ourselves to you and to each other. Hello, Yoram.
Hey, Steve. I wonder why, what it is that brought you to bring your family here to Israel quite a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We arrived here and made Aliyah. We immigrated here in 1979. I had been here previously in 69 during my travels to India, had an incredible experience, realized one day I didn't know how, why, or where we'd be back. And it was in 79, living in Colorado. It was Colorado Springs at the time, or Denver, I'm not quite sure. Denver. My wife and our three young children decided that they were going to Israel in order to raise our children Jewish. I say my children because they were all for it, apparently. They were very young, but they certainly enjoyed the possibility of traveling. And I didn't really have much of a choice, although it worked obviously well for us, for all of us. And we arrived here in May of 79.
What'd you do?
Well, we were on a kibbutz briefly, learning Hebrew, getting adjusted to the country, and then we became members of a kibbutz in the Galil, in the western part of the country, right near the sea, right near the ocean, the sea rather, Mediterranean Sea, north of Nahariya, and we stayed there for 2 years, and it was an incredible experience, more for me, I think, than the kids, less for the wife. Liberation didn't reach the kibbutz very very much in those days. So women pretty much worked in the children's house or in the kitchen and so forth. And she decided that she had had enough of that. And we also wanted to be a little more religious, and sought after some more spiritual satisfaction within Judaism. And so we wound up via the desert briefly to Sfat. And we lived there for 7 years, the northern part of Israel. And there we immersed ourselves in religious life. And we stayed there until 88. Had a great job there. And in 88, for personal reasons, we went back to the States and slowly made our way back this past July. Hopefully, this is the last trip.
I met you when you were in Sfat already. An artist came to Israel, an American Jewish artist named Philip Ratner. And at the time, I was working for the English department of Kol Yisrael, and they sent me to interview him. And I either met you at that moment, or through a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Rabbi Moshe Dror of Yerucham.
Great friend.
And I remember you from the period in Sfat. Then you moved to the States, which really disappointed me.
Disappointed me, too.
I really felt that you hadn't given it the full chance of living like in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa, and like one of the cities and getting the whole the full experience in that sense, although in many ways the kibbutz and the small town of Tzfat was a very authentic Israeli experience for you, I'm sure. And then our children, my son and your daughter, were together in an obscure little college called Beloit College in Wisconsin. And we connected again. Actually, before that, Moshe Dror brought me down to Yerucham to show me the magic of the internet. And he said, look at this. And he pushed a bunch of buttons, and a picture of Steve Ornstein appeared on the screen with a little write-up about who he is and where he was and what he was doing. And I was just awed. I was just thrilled out of my mind, in addition to seeing you, to the magic of this thing called the internet.
Which is making all this possible, of course.
Also. And then you sent us your son, your younger son, Ori, who came and stayed with us for a period of months while he waited for his induction into the army here. And then while he was in the army, we were his family for Shabbat and Chagim and the holidays. And at the same time, your daughter showed up, and your other son, who began dancing here in Tel Aviv, and your daughter began working, and visited you in Woodstock, Magic Woodstock, beautiful, beautiful place. It was great to have a friend there and a place to stay. And now I have a friend in Tel Aviv and a place to stay in Tel Aviv, and that's pretty good too.
Oh, that's really glad to hear that. I certainly have an exciting place to stay in Jerusalem. So how did you wind up here?
Well, I sort of started here. I was actually born in a little town called Petach Tikva. My parents were immigrants to Palestine. My father came from Germany, and my mother had immigrated from Europe, from Poland to America, and she came on Aliyah as an immigrant to Palestine from the United States. And because of a tragedy when I was about 6 months old, my mother took me back to New York. And with the outbreak of World War II, my father, we couldn't return to Palestine. And my father, who was a German national, was able to overcome the difficulties of the legal difficulties and managed to get to the United States by way of Africa and South America and then up to New York. And then, even though the idea was that we were going to return any minute, the war kept going. My father was drafted. He was injured. He was in a veterans hospital for years after the war. And we, as a family, I and my parents never got back. I, meanwhile, went out to get a degree in filmmaking from the University of Southern California. Before that, I had come on a one-year program called the Institute for Youth Leaders from Abroad and lived 6 months in Jerusalem. Miserable, cold, wet Jerusalem.
Divided Jerusalem.
Divided small town Jerusalem, pre-67, by 10 years. And 6 months on a kibbutz, which was very exciting, a kibbutz in the Negev, where I worked as a cowboy. And when I left the kibbutz, when I left here in 57, I had a ticket back, so I took advantage of it. I thought I was only leaving for a few weeks and that I'd be right back. And I got right back. It took me till 1980 to get right back to America.
That always seems to happen, doesn't it?
It's amazing. I mean, the amazing part is that even after those years, you end up coming back, those of us who in fact do end up coming back. And I came back first in 1980, at which point I had a wife and three children and a 40-acre farm in western Colorado, 40 acres and a mule, or actually in my case, 40 acres and a tractor, a pickup truck. And we spent about 9 months here, and we were very turned on, but we really missed Colorado. And then we got to Colorado, we found that we really missed Israel. And my wife and I managed to come back for a visit, just the two of us, for about a month. And then we brought the family back for a year's visit with the intention of looking into a situation in which we could actually live here, which never materialized.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. So then what?
Then the family broke up, and at the end of the year, as scheduled, my wife and the three children went back to America, and I stayed here. That was 1986, and I've been here ever since, with the exception of visits to the United States to visit my children. And been a pretty happy camper here, found interesting things to do. And every day, as you know, is an exciting experience. There's that strange potential when you, particularly when you walk in the streets of Jerusalem in a flash, you just can connect up with the past, with the history, with events, with the characters out of the Bible, out of Hebrew and Jewish mythology, out of, you know, even non-Jewish crusades and whatnot. And then, you know, another flash, you're back dealing with some bus drivers and various idiots along the way. And I was very lucky to have, at the right time, when prices were at a reasonable high, to have acquired a small piece of property with a house just outside, a few hundred yards outside of the border of the city of Jerusalem. So I'm back to living in a somewhat rural environment, as I did in Colorado, yet with the comforts of a major city just a few hundred yards away, movies, concerts, lectures, all of the advantages of a big city with practically none of the disadvantages.
Then you leave that parochial town of yours, and you make your way up north to the city by the sea, Tel Aviv.
Yes, I don't think of Tel Aviv as up north, although if you look at the map, it is to the north.
Thank you.
But it's mostly to the west. It's only since you've been here have I made this trip like relatively often. Before that, I'd go to New York sooner than I'd come to Tel Aviv. I didn't find anything particularly interesting or exciting to do here. So now I have where to go and who to be with in Tel Aviv, so it turns it into
an enlightening experience.
Well, it's an enjoyable experience.
You won't give me that, will you?
What, the enlightening part?
Tel Aviv?
Not in Tel Aviv. Well, maybe on a nice day when
the
sun is...
Architecture and the beautiful people the fantastic restaurants.
I got to say, there is some... I'm a fan of the Bauhaus architecture, and there are some very delightful and beautiful buildings here in Tel Aviv, and there's a whole new generation of buildings, which I'm a little less enthusiastic about, but are quite attractive. And
look what they've done to building this city on the sand of Tel Aviv. It's just miraculous what's been built, and all the renovations that are going on now, and the incredible beautiful streets. I mean, it's actually a pretty clean city if you think about it. I've been 79. It certainly didn't look that way when I got here.
Well, that's good to know.
It's been remarkable, and great Philharmonic, great dance.
How's the basketball team?
Basketball team's doing well.
All right.
So far. Although they have their ups and downs. That's Maccabi Tel Aviv, for those who are interested.
It's also nice to be so close to the ocean. It's a nice little stroll from here, your house, down to the beach.
About 10 minutes.
And, big city, all the facilities, everything you need.
So what do we have in store coming programs?
Well, the two of us, although we have somewhat of a different political outlook, are interested in the politics that go on here, and we'll talk about the various events and their long-term consequences and some of their historic roots, the culture, the music, the theater, the dance, however we can translate that into a verbal experience, into a radio verbal experience. Interesting people, interview friends, people we don't know, characters, people who show up in this country who are doing exciting and interesting things. I was thinking just now about Jacob's Ladder, which is the annual Anglo. We're all Anglos, by the way. When you come to Israel from America or England or South Africa or Australia or New Zealand, you turn from being a Jew into an Anglo. And Jacob's Ladder happens, now it's happening twice a year, but mostly in the early part of the summer, a big festival of Anglo music, Irish music, American folk music, and
exciting
things
place.
Of that sort, with some very fine musicians. We have music festivals. We have some nice, very good film festivals, one in Haifa, one in Jerusalem. I'm not even sure if you have one. Here in Lower
Actually,
Tel Aviv.
Actually, we do have it in Tel Aviv at the
Good
Cinematheque.
All right. And music. For me personally, at least, that's one of the overwhelming areas of interest. The musicianship here is on a very high level, and very interesting combinations of people. We just went down to Jaffa, where we heard a band made up of kibbutz members and Bedouin.
It was great.
And they were performing in a theater that's part of the home of a friend of mine, Israel Borokhov, who also has created a group called the East-West Ensemble, which combines East and Western music, and who also has just come out with a CD of music, of spiritual music, Kabbalah. He calls it Kabbalah music. That's very unusual and very, very intense CD in music. Many, many other musicians, people from the Galil, Sheva, and...
There's so many. It's really exciting to be able to be doing this with you.
So we'll play their music, and we'll offer their CDs for sale on www.cdisrael.com, and we'll hopefully have fun and be informative.
And so, if anybody has any suggestions or comments they would like to bring our way, you can email us at radio@IsraelScene.com. You can visit our website at www.israelscene.com. And we look forward to your suggestions and comments. And for this program, and that really went fast, our initial first time broadcast, wish everybody a great Shavua Tov and Shalom from Tel Aviv.
Shalom, shalom.